You're listening to New Tnia. Ukraine's ground robots completed 100,000 frontline missions this year. Ukraine says unmanned ground vehicles completed more than 100,000 logistics and evacuation missions from January through August 20th, with monthly use nearly tripling since January. The records show large-scale battlefield deployment, although they do not reveal success rates, robot losses, or how many missions directly replaced a person. Ground robots are no longer an occasional battlefield experiment in Ukraine. The country's defense ministry says unmanned ground vehicles completed more than 100,000 logistics and evacuation missions between January 1st and August 20th, moving food, water, and ammunition, and retrieving wounded or fallen personnel from dangerous areas. The 30-second summary.
What happened?
Ukraine recorded more than 100,000 frontline missions by unmanned ground vehicles during the first 232 days of 2026.
Why does it matter?
Monthly use rose from 7,511 missions in January to 19,969 in July, showing that ground robots have moved into routine military logistics.
What is the catch?
The figures come from Ukraine's Delta system and do not disclose completion rates, vehicle losses, or independently verified reductions in human casualties. Key number. Ukraine logged 100,000 ground robot missions in less than 8 months, including 15,729 during the first 20 days of August. The robots are carrying supplies, not just weapons. The most important work is less dramatic than a robotic assault. The Ukrainian Defense Ministry says tracked and wheeled machines take ammunition, food, and water into exposed positions and help evacuate casualties. These routes have become especially dangerous as surveillance and attack drones watch areas well behind the front. Independent reporting has found that some units even use assault-oriented robots for supply runs because dedicated logistics machines are scarce. Commanders told Business Insider that a vehicle may survive only 3 or 4 missions in some locations, an important reminder that deployment scale does not equal long service life. Use nearly tripled from January to July. The monthly count rose steadily. 7,511 missions in January, 7,960 in February, 9,072 in March, 11,028 in April, 14,059 in May, 16,664 in June, and 19,969 in July. Ukraine logged another 15,729 missions by August 20th. Every entry was recorded in Delta, the same digital battlefield management system that supplies data to the country's AI training programs. Ukraine has contracted more than 22,000 ground vehicles this year, almost twice the total for all of 2025, according to the ministry. Units have also ordered nearly 1.9 billion hryvnias worth of machines through the Brave One market. The procurement figures show a pipeline, but they do not establish how many vehicles have been delivered, deployed, or repaired. This is a different path from the U.S. test that put an AI agent in control of an F-16. Many Ukrainian ground robots remain remotely operated and perform narrow physical tasks. Their significance comes from repetition under combat conditions, not from a claim that they make every decision themselves. Before we overstate the result, the 100,000 figure is an official Ukrainian count recorded in a military system. No outside audit has been published. A recorded mission may be short or long, successful or aborted. Public data do not separate those outcomes. The ministry says the vehicles potentially save lives, but it has not published a comparison of casualties with and without robot support. Heavy electronic interference, mines, terrain, and mechanical damage can sharply limit a ground robot's useful life. What happens next? The clearest next measure is not another cumulative mission total. Ukraine needs to show delivery rates, average missions per vehicle, cargo moved, casualty evacuations completed, and the share of operations that fail or require recovery. Those figures would reveal whether procurement is improving reliability or simply replacing machines lost quickly. The 100,000 milestone still changes the picture of military robotics. It documents a shift from trials and specialist units toward daily logistics at scale. The unresolved technical test is durability, whether inexpensive ground vehicles can keep working through mud, jamming, and attack long enough to reduce the number of people sent into exposed routes. Read the full article at newtechnia.com.